to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
We're looking at the book of John, chapter 8, where Jesus, right after the Feast of Tabernacles, yes, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, is long gone.
But also, yes, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, didn't come to do away with the Feast of Tabernacles.
No.
There he is in the midst of it,
using it.
And now the night after the Feast of Tabernacles, big celebration, and there's a woman caught in the very act of adultery that's brought to Jesus by the Pharisees.
And the scribes, and they're trying to catch Jesus by backing him into a corner. Okay, the law says, as he well knew, we should stone this woman. What do you say? Well, he acted like he never even heard them. He stoops down and writes something on the ground. Now watch this. In chapter 8 of John, verse number 7, so when they continued asking him, now, you know what that means? Being nudnecked. More than that, they were at him.
Oh, yeah. They were nudging him.
All right, what do you say? Come on. Come on. Stop ignoring us. What are you doing writing in the ground? Listen to us. What do you do? Hey, teacher, you have the answers. Can you picture this? That they were aggressive and at him. And so in verse 7, it continues.
So they continued at him, and he says to them, he raises himself up, kind of looks at them and says, well, he who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone at her.
And then again, he stoops down.
Yeah, and he bends down and went on writing in the ground with his finger.
Now, Ted, we know this, that this has stumped theologians for centuries. They argue about what was it that he was writing in the ground.
Some people argue, Jeff, that he might have been writing scripture. Some people say he might have been writing some sins down.
I mean, the idea that he was writing something that convicted these Pharisees and these scribes, these learned men of the scripture, something scriptural that helped to convict them. It wasn't just that Jesus said to them, he who knows no sin, throw the first stone. I mean, that was impactful.
That's pretty convicting.
Right. But that he, what was he writing in the ground?
Yeah, what was
I mean,
he
if those words alone did it, why do you have to stoop down twice? He wrote in the ground.
Yeah. And actually, I don't know Greek, but the implication in the Greek is he continued writing in the ground.
Right. And this, friends, we think we have a potential answer that maybe is better. And to do that, we have to go back to some of those scriptures about the rivers of living water. So if we go back to Jeremiah chapter 17 and look at verse, I'm sorry, let's go to Jeremiah 2. And Jeremiah 17.
Yeah, so let's, Jeremiah 2 says, if my people have committed two evils, they have forsaken me, Jesus, the fountain of living waters.
Right. Again, God referring to himself there as the fountain of living waters. That is so powerful when we understand that the Spirit of God flows forth like living water.
Yeah, they've hewn for themselves broken cisterns that can hold no water. And then Jeremiah 17:13 says, O Lord, the hope of all Israel, let those who have forsaken you be ashamed. Those who depart from me.
Now, this is the Lord speaking.
The
yes.
Lord says, those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, who is the fountain of living waters.
Those who have forsaken me, God says, shall be written in the earth. Jesus stoops down and he writes something on the ground. Doesn't tell us what, but one by one, these men see it and they turn around and they leave. Could it be, Ted, that he was writing their names
and
in the earth?
Starting with the oldest to the youngest. In the same way that Joseph lined his brothers up from the oldest to the youngest, Jesus could have been writing the names of these Pharisees and scribes from the oldest to the youngest right in the earth.
And they knew this scripture because it was used right at Sukkot.
Oh, it was used a couple days ago right in the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. It was on their minds, and there it was right in front of their eyes.
God said, all who have forsaken me, their names shall be written in the earth. And we believe it's possible Jesus was writing their names in the earth and they went, whoa, I'm not going to be forsaken of God. I'm getting out of here. Hallelujah. Could be, friends. Could be.
Friend, we are Messianic Minutes. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts, your ideas, your impressions of our 20th anniversary on MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.